Hey, good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
And
praise God.
Open your Bibles to Revelation chapter 5. While you're opening there, I'll open with this joke, so Steve, right on. Anyway, there were these two guys that were watching the 11 o'clock news, and they had a story on there. This guy was getting ready to jump from a 20th story building downtown. And one guy turns to the other and he says, I bet he won't jump. And the other guy, so the long and short of it is that he ended up jumping. But the other guy says, well, I'm not going to make you pay that, because I saw on the 6 o'clock news that he jumped. And the other guy said, well, so did I, but I didn't think you'd do it twice. Anyway, yeah, I think we better pray for this one. Father, we just thank you for this time. Thank you for this opportunity to be here in North Miami Beach. There is an army being raised up here, and that's for darn sure. And we thank you for each one here in the church this morning. Thank you, and pray for those who have the potential to be here and will be get the message. And Father, we ask that you would bless this portion now that we're going to be sharing for the next 4 hours. No, I'm teasing. Anyway, in Jesus' name, amen. I want to open with this thought, and then we will look in Revelation chapter 5. I was listening to Pastor Ken's message last week about encouraging ourselves in the Lord. And I was thinking about this, that we can either encourage ourselves in the Lord, or the option of the alternative is to encourage ourselves in sentiment, some other person's sentimentality. So often we want to go to our friends and find out, what should I do about this? What should I say about that? Or whatever. And too often what happens is, because they're operating in sentimentality, we get what they give us. Mm-hmm. Because that's all they're giving us is sentimentality. Mm-hmm. Or else we get a judgmental spirit from that person. They're operating in judgmentality or whatever. And I was thinking that in Matthew 16:22, it's like Peter went to Jesus and said, so far be it from me. Or I could even be feeding on my flesh. And I was thinking about how in Matthew 16:22, that Peter told Jesus, hey, far be it from thee. You know, this will not happen. You don't have to go to the cross. Don't do it. And what we could be very well doing is feeding on a demon. Mm. Now, I'm not saying that means that obviously it doesn't mean that we're demon possessed, because we're not. But we're being influenced, and we're feeding off of what a stranger's voice is saying. Wow. If I'm encouraging myself and others in anything other than the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm opening myself up to all sorts of other things that I don't need to open myself up to. And that's why it's a dangerous place to be. So in Revelation chapter 5, starting in verse 1, and I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within and on the back side, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof? And no man in heaven, nor in the earth, neither under the earth, was worthy to open the book, nor to loose the look thereon. And I wept much because no man was found worthy to open the book, to read the book, neither to look thereon. Now unfortunately, thanks be to God, the message didn't stop there. Mm-hmm. But sadly, that's where the message stops within many of the churches of Jesus Christ.
Wow.
And there are believers this morning that are hearing messages in pulpits that are causing them to weep needlessly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Messages that say, well, you aren't measuring up properly. You're not measuring up. You've lost your salvation. And messages that totally mislead the believer. And I remember I was out having coffee with a couple of other believers, and one of the most unique statements I ever heard, and a strange statement I ever heard, was a guy that said, I have to be careful I don't get too much finished work. Oh, really? But this guy used to go back and forth from the finished work church, from our ministry, to a predestination. And one that taught on predestination. So one week he'd get built up, the next week he'd get beat up. Because he was going back and forth. And here's the thing this morning, is that if... There's no way of getting too much finished work. I'm sorry, we can't get enough finished work. Thanks be to God we can be in a church like this where there's plenty of it to go around. But here's the thing, is that thanks be to God that we have a message that's different. The message doesn't stop there. And I was also thinking about that the that in Matthew 24, when it talks about on the list of things it has for the last days, it has listed one of them is that the love of many shall wax cold. Do you know why that is? And I saw this yesterday like I never saw it before. The reason the love of many will wax cold, even among believers, because it's conditional.
Mm. Wow.
If I operate in anything less than a finished work, I'm operating in conditional love.
Wow.
I'm operating in a love that is based on what someone will do for me or what someone will say to me or something other than the love of God.
Wow.
And, or I'll operate in a conditional love where I need to love God. You know, I need to receive His love so
yes.
I can.
Yeah.
So I can love Him and then I can love others.
Right.
If I'm not receiving His love, I can't do anything. I can do nothing. So all of that is whatever. But the bottom line is this, that the bottom line is this, and I'll close this, at least start to close. You might eventually get around to it in the next, anyway. That even in the passage we read, the story didn't end there, thanks be to God, either. Because it goes on to tell us that the line of the tribe of Judah
Amen.
Is worthy to open the book, to loose the seals.
Amen.
So thanks be to God, it didn't stop there either. And it doesn't have to stop there either because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. And that's the thing we need to remember this morning, is that if we're operating with anything less than the finished work of Jesus Christ, we'll fall short.
Yeah.
We won't even come close. So let's remember that as we continue on this morning. And as we listen to the message to follow, we just, Father, we ask that you would just really keep these thoughts fresh in our minds.
Yes.
Keep them before us throughout the week, especially in times when it'd be tempting to give in to other things. Let us not hear the stranger's voice, but let us hear the still small voice saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. We love you and we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. Hey, thank you so much. Oh yeah, one closing thought, by the way. If you ever get tired of the preacher stepping on your toes, don't do what I did. Don't go get a partial amputation. That's a long way to go, but it's a hard way to go.
Yeah.
No, but actually, I didn't really do it. I was thinking about that. It's just boring. So, anyway.
Crazy.
Amen.